It's 88.5 KCSN, and happy to welcome back a friend of the station who we have made a pact that we are going to see each other on air once, at least once a year. Jacob Dillon joins us.
Yeah, how are you?
Welcome. And Stacy Dillon joins us as well. Welcome, Stacy.
Hello.
This is your first time to come out. Last year, Jacob and I talked about the Rock the Night benefit concert that the two of you are drivers behind, and we're going to have a great conversation about the good cause it is and the great evening of entertainment and music it is. I guess I would ask you, Stacy, what was the impetus and how is it that you got started and became a driving force behind the idea of doing this concert?
Well, my 16-year-old son has a Crohn's disease, and he was diagnosed when he was 2. So it's been kind of a lifelong thing for him and our family. And I would say like several years ago, maybe like 6 years ago, I started doing Team Challenge, which is the fundraising program for the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. And I met a friend there, a woman, and we started running together, and we started talking about how we wanted to do more and raise money for this cause. So that was sort of the seeds, and we started out by having smaller events, and then I decided that we needed to step it up. We had like a wine and cheese event, and I needed to have a bigger event. So I asked Jacob if he would perform for us and play a concert.
Just to clarify, so Stacy's not embarrassed, she's neither my wife or my sister. She's my sister-in-law.
Right.
I think she would want that to be known.
Yes. Oh, but don't see, you know what, Jacob, that's part of the fun. The audience is going, how is she related to
Jacob?
I
should have let that go.
That's okay. Now everybody, they could have wikied it. Yeah. So, you know. Fine.
That's true.
Right. Well, Jacob is my brother-in-law and kindly said yes when I requested this. And we started. We started small. Dana and I, Dana's my partner in the charity, and we started small. We didn't really know what we were doing. We just kind of figured it out as we went along. Our first event was downtown at the Monty Bar, and Jacob played and had some special guests. And then after the first year, he said he would do it again. So then I decided to make it an annual event, and we've basically grown since then. One of the reasons why we wanted to have a music event is because we wanted it to be fun. We wanted to get our message out also, but we wanted it to be a night of fun for people. So they could come, hear the music, but also help us raise money. So we wanted to raise money for research for inflammatory bowel diseases. And we donate to a few different places. We have connections at hospitals and organizations, and we fund research that we think is the most compelling that's going to help lead to new treatments and cures. And it's been really amazing. I mean, we've learned a lot along the way, and I think that at first it was our friends who just came out to support us, and now we have a lot more people in the public who just want to come and, see the great music, and then they end up, being inspired by the cause. So we're really, started small and growing.
This is, what year is this? Is
this, this is our fifth year, so it's a big milestone for us.
And there's lots of donations that are there, things to bid on, and it's what do you call that? An auction, I guess.
We call
silent
it a
auction.
Silent auction.
Silent auction.
We have a silent auction. We have at least 50 items this year. Great stuff. Restaurants, music items. We also have a Charity Buzz, which is an online auction site where we sell some of our bigger ticket items.
You can as a point of housekeeping, could you give the actual address of the website?
Sure. Our website is connectingtocure.org. And also, if you go on Charity Buzz and search Connecting to Cure, you can find all the items we're selling there. And if you go to our website, you can find out how to buy tickets. We still have a few tickets left. We're almost sold out, which is very exciting.
Well, we're going to move those after this interview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's my job.
Okay.
I got to put good hearts in the seats for you. So we'll put that on our
Great.
Back here. Our listeners are good people, and they've got good hearts. So luckily, we have that connection going, and we're going to make sure they understand. I have Crohn's, and so this is an issue that clearly impacts me personally. And my son has Crohn's as well. And as a parent, you know, do you have to deal with the idea of that, you know, as a genetic disease? Hey, well, you know, this is part of our family tree. And as someone who personally has it, I understand a lot of the complications and a lot of things. But you were talking about how, as research over the last 10 years continues to grow about the disease, the incidence of the occurrence of the disease continues to grow. And give us some insight as to how we're, you know, discovering there's more incidences and even amongst even younger people than ever before.
Well, I think in general, there's more autoimmune diseases, and nobody really knows why. I mean, people say it's all kinds of things like food, environmental toxins that are taxing our immune systems, and then whatever genetics you have, you know, will trigger whatever autoimmune disease that might be. And so I think that's probably part of the problem, is that there is more incidence of autoimmune disease, and Crohn's and colitis are autoimmune diseases. There's also probably better diagnosis for these diseases. Like, I think, you know, in the past, older generations were just sick and had these issues, but they was never diagnosed.
Oh, they have a jumpy stomach.
Right, right.
And I mean, you hear diagnosis.
That a lot. Yes. So I think the diagnosis is better, but also there's something going on, which, you know, doctors are trying to figure out. And that's one of the problems with the research on Crohn's and colitis, is that they don't exactly know what's caused it. They've discovered a lot of genes, which there's over 100 genes associated with it, so that makes it complicated. But then you have the gene, and then you have the trigger, because some people have the gene and will never get it. Some people are triggered by the microbiome, bacteria, or whatever it is. They still don't know. So the research is looking at what's causing it, which will help figure out how to treat it. So, but they have made a lot of progress. I mean, even since my son was diagnosed, there's a lot more treatments available, a lot more targeted treatments for your specific type of Crohn's. It is a different disease in every person, so that's what's challenging, because not all the medications that, you know, maybe they work in 65% of the people, like the best medication, but then there's 45% of the people, that's a lot of people who, you know, it's not going to work for. So they're trying to figure out how to find treatments for the people who don't respond to the things that are out there, and then also working on the cure.
This year, as you approach it, the fifth time, sometimes I know you have special guests that you know, for various reasons can't announce, but who do you plan on having come out, and how,
well,
do you see things shaping up?
You're right. I do this one because it is most personal. And if you have a name at all and you can sing a song, you could spend all year going to these fundraisers and helping people, but you obviously don't have the time to. And I do them when they're appropriate and I can. And we've had everybody from Mike McCready from Pearl Jam was there the first year to help out. Butch Walker's done a couple of them with us, and Ryan Bingham played. And this year, well, let's see, actually last year we had a couple surprises, which is Regina Spektor played, and we even had Stephen Stills get up and play a couple songs. So some of it's announced, some of it, you know, I, some people can't commit to things very far out. It's hard to get someone to commit to a fundraiser 2 months, 3 months out when you don't want to take, you know, bona fide work away from them. If they're going to be traveling, they might get an opportunity to be working somewhere else. So it's hard to get people to commit early on. So that's why there's always a surprise or two, because within a week or two of the shows, I'll usually start finding people I know and see who's in town and see who's free. So it's not any kind of second takeaway from anywhere they might need to be or something. So, and a lot of people live in LA, so it's
well, and as you and I have discussed, we do have our fair share of musicians in LA who are listening right now, and if you listen to my show, Don't make it all about me. Mm-hmm. I have Crohn's. My son has Crohn's. This is a really important cause for me personally. And if any of our musician friends out there want to help Jacob, you can get a hold of me here and we can this connect is, you.
Yeah, I'm throwing up a flare. Anybody who's in town who thinks they can play a tune?
Wait, hold on.
Not anybody.
Hold on.
Okay, submit your demos now.
The term you used might you may want to rethink. I'm throwing up a flare for anybody who's got Crohn's.
Well,
what you meant to say was I'm asking all concerned musicians to help join
yeah,
you in
and
a
if,
good cause.
If you're somebody that I happen to know and I've played with before and you know we can get along and play, you'll find a way to find me. But this year is great. You know, coming back again, Jade Cristrino, who was with Edward Sharp for a number of years, she played last year and she sings a bunch. And this year, Cat Power's playing.
Well, let's make sure we tell the audience, we have been obviously promoting it, but let's tell the audience where and when the Rock the Night concert is going to take place.
Well, it's at the Troubadour, April 16th, am I right?
Yep, April 16th.
I nailed that. What time are we going to start?
We're starting at 7.
We're starting
that's when the
at
door 7. Is open. The
that's
door is
the
door's
open
at 7.
And that's an important, the door's open has significance in that if there's a silent auction, which there is, it does help to come early and allow yourself time to look at all that you say you have a number of items available. This is one where if you get there early, you can comfortably look over the items, see if there's anything that strikes your fancy and consider bidding on it.
We have a great silent auction and all bidding is done on your phone. So you can come and look at the items, but then you get like text messages saying when you've been out bid and you don't have to like hover around the area. So, and you can preview the items online. Actually, if you go to our website and go to the ticket purchase part, you can see the items that we have up there now. That was
so we will give the address one more time, the email, the
okay.
Website.
It's connectingtocure.org. That's the website.
and then it's April 16th at the Troubadour.
Yep.
With doors opening at 7.
Yep.
You can go now to the website. You can review some of the items that are up for the silent auction. Something I'm sure will catch your fancy, particularly those of you, and many of our listeners are, great music memorabilia fans and other types of great.
Yeah, we'll get an idea of what kind of stuff. There's a lot of music stuff.
We have a lot of music stuff. We have like some signed items. We have a lot of really good restaurants. We have really good jewelry this year. You know, we have a lot of like Bob Dylan items that you can't get anywhere else. We have some signed Bob Dylan items. We have some Paul Simon items. We have a lot of interesting stuff.
Unfortunately, the date with me is not being auctioned this year. Not this year.
Did you? Would you want to do that?
You're one of the guys like
me
that knows how to get themselves in trouble pretty easily, my friend.
I have to apologize. That's not available this year.
Well, you know. You'll still be nice to them when they're at the show. You'll play your heart out for them, right?
I will.
You won't give your heart to them, but you'll play your heart out for them.
I'm going to play my heart out, yeah, for sure.
Well, God bless the two of you. You know, we will continue. Keep me personally informed so that we know when the event is sold out, and then we know to direct the attention of our focus to the silent auction and to your ongoing endeavors, because well, the night of entertainment's going to be fun and you're near sellout, but we want to sell out as much as we can, and we ask everyone to be as generous as they can at the event. Your commitment and the cause and the need for the public support is a year-round thing, so we'll do our best to continue to remind our listeners who are, you know, look, they keep us in business. You know, we're blessed to have people that care, and we're asking them now, you've shown your care for KCSN by keeping us on the air. If you could support the Rock the Night entertainment event on the 16th at the Troubadour, you're going to get what we're all about, which is great music, and you're going to be helping a very important cause. And I know in your hearts you're the type of folks that do have that commitment, and we're asking you to make that commitment. And that's how we keep our community growing and building.
Sure.
So thank you guys for coming. And remember, it's Rock the Night. It's April 16th. That's coming up fast. There are a few tickets available. And we encourage you to snap them up now and have a great night at Rock the Night. Thanks for coming
by.
Thanks
for having me.
Thank you.
Stacey.
You got it.